This is ProBlogger.
Hey there and welcome to episode 258 of the ProBlogger podcast. My name's Darren Rouse and I'm the blogger behind ProBlogger.com. A blog, a podcast, events, job boards and ebooks and courses all designed to help you to build a great blog, to build profit around that blog as well. Now, today is the third in the series of our blogging breakthrough series of content where we're featuring stories of listeners of this podcast who've had breakthroughs in their own blogging, whether they be breakthroughs around traffic, income, mindset, building community, or other opportunities have come their way. This is the third in the series, and we've had some really great feedback from previous ones. So if you haven't listened to those, do dig back after this one to episode 256 and 257, and you'll hear those. Now, today's story is actually from Tom Lodziak, who has a blog called Table Tennis Coaching. There's a URL in today's show notes, which you can find it if you want to check it out. And I love this story because it's a story of someone who started with absolutely nothing but a dream. He had no income coming in from an online source, no audience, no real profile that he could build on. And he started in completely the wrong way, as he puts it, but he gets to a point with his blogging where he's able to reach his dream of quitting his job to pursue his passion of table tennis coaching. And so you're going to love this story. He's got some really practical tips as well, but very relatable story as well. And certainly there's a few things that I want to pull out at the end of this episode just to emphasize, to give you some encouragement as well. Lastly, before we get into Tom's story, I do want to mention your last chance to get discounted tickets for our Success Incubator event, which is happening in Orlando, Florida, pretty much this time next month on the 24th and 25th of September in Florida, Orlando. It's Success Incubator is the event. And if you go to problogger.com/success, you'll find details of the event. And if you use the word ProBlogger in the checkout, you'll get a 25% discount on attending that event. The event is a mastermind style event. There'll be half a day of teaching from other masterminders, which is kind of cool. Last year we had some amazing content presented, and there'll be quite a bit of mastermind time where you'll be sitting with a group of other people who are in similar boats to you in their online business and someone who's got some expertise to share as well. Last year we had some amazing breakthroughs as a result of that Success Incubator event. Quite a few of the people who came last year are actually coming back. We've still got a few tickets left though, so if you do want to grab those, check out problogger.com/success for all the details. And don't forget that code ProBlogger in the checkout cart on Eventbrite, and it will give you that 25% off. But that's only available to the end of August, so don't delay. Okay, today's show notes are at problogger.com/podcast/258, where there'll be a full transcript of today's show and some links to our event as well and to Tom's blog. So here's Tom Lodziak from Table Tennis Coaching.
Creating great content. Finding an audience. Building engagement. Monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi, I'm Tom Lodziak from Cambridge in the UK. I'm a table tennis coach, blogger, and YouTuber. You can find my website at tabletenniscoach.me.uk. I started blogging in 2015 and my blog is all about the wonderful sport of table tennis. Now, I started in completely the wrong way. I was working full-time for an education company, one toddler and a new baby back at home, but in the evenings and weekends I would coach table tennis for some extra income, and I really loved doing table tennis coaching. I wanted to do this full time, but I just couldn't see a way of making the switch from a stable, decently paid job to coaching table tennis as a living. It's not a particularly reliable or well paid career. So I started to look at ways I could earn extra income online. My first idea was to create an online course where I taught beginners how to play table tennis. I was convinced this was going to be a success, and I spent ages doing it. I wrote all my scripts, I bought camera equipment, did lots of filming. Then I bought better camera equipment, refilmed the footage. I learned how to edit the videos. Then I re-edited the videos to make them better. And after a few months, I had my online course, Table Tennis for Beginners, and I launched it on Udemy. I clicked the publish button and I waited for the money to roll in. And in the first 6 months, I earned, and you better hold on to your seats for this, I earned precisely zero. Nothing. Not a single pound. Ouch. Now, of course, the main reason I earned nothing was because I had no audience. I had no one to promote the course to. Just launching the course on Udemy wasn't going to generate an income. So I had to build an audience, and this is when I started to blog. I thought the best way for me to grow an audience was to write articles about table tennis, useful tips about how to improve, and stories from my own coaching and playing experience. The idea being that if I could grow an audience, more people would visit my website, more people would find out about my course, and hopefully some people would sign up. So I started writing a weekly blog post, you know, probably around 500 to 1,000 words for each blog post. And at first my audience size was tiny, 300 to 500 visits per month. And certainly in those early days, it did feel as though at times I was blogging to no one. But any small increases in traffic I did get gave me encouragement to keep going. And after about 6 months of blogging, my traffic had increased to around about 1,000 visits per month, but I was still not earning any online income. So at this stage, I pretty much gave up on the idea of earning an income through online courses. I ditched plans for more courses and I started to look at other ways to earn an income online. I read an article about Amazon Associates and how you can link through to products on Amazon and get a commission on anything which is purchased. I thought, okay, let's give that a try. Got nothing to lose. Let's see if this works. I wrote an article with advice on buying a table tennis bat, and I put a few recommendations on which bats to buy, linking to products I was familiar with on Amazon. And within a few days, this article had earned a few pounds. Breakthrough! My first online earnings. And it was interesting. It was interesting because this article had taken a couple of hours to write, and it had earned me more money than the online course, which had taken 6 months to produce. And looking back, it's ridiculous how excited I got about earning a few pounds. But it gave me big motivation to keep going. And over the next few months, I kept blogging, kept growing my audience, and my income from this article continued to grow. It was still only pocket money, but I could see the potential. If this one article could earn me income and my audience is pretty small, imagine how much I could earn if I did lots of articles with Amazon links and my audience size was much larger. This small breakthrough led me to take blogging much more seriously. I came across the Pro Blogger website at this stage and, you know, I raided the archives. I read everything, learning from all of Darren's successes and his failures, and I learned a lot from Darren. The most important thing I learned, and the thing which has worked most for me, is focusing on creating good quality content. Good quality content which helps my audience in some way. So over the next 3 years, I wrote a lot of articles about all aspects of table tennis. Every week, a new blog post, 500 to 1,000 words, about something to do with table tennis. And 90% of these articles are articles which just give helpful tips and advice about playing table tennis. I don't earn anything from these articles and I don't try to. These are articles which help me build an audience, which helps develop my authority and trust with my audience and helps send more traffic to my website. And around 10% of my content is articles about table tennis equipment, about table tennis bats, balls and tables. And these are the articles where I link to Amazon and which earn me an income. But even with these articles, the focus is much more on giving helpful information rather than pushing people to buy. Now, fast forward 3 years and I have a lot more traffic. I get 25,000 visits per month. And most of this traffic is from Google. And I haven't used any special SEO tricks here. I've just focused on creating good quality content. I've done a little bit of link building, but honestly, not that much. I take the approach that if content quality is good, people will link to it anyway. And Google loves good quality content, which answers people's questions and which comes from an authority. So this has been the approach I've taken. And as my traffic has increased a lot, so has my earnings from Amazon. I've gone from £50 per month 3 years ago to four figures per month today. And it's a low four figures, but for me, it's a significant amount. I've also set up a successful YouTube channel, which earns me a small income. And guess what? I also earn some money from the online course I set up 4 years ago. Still not a huge amount, but nice to get some reward for all that hard work I initially put in. Now, putting all of these income streams together, it was enough that I could quit my day job and focus full time on table tennis coaching, blogging, and making videos. There's a load of tips I could share. I've already mentioned about focusing on creating great content. I really believe this is a great approach to take. If you create great content, you'll be able to increase your traffic and grow a loyal audience. And when you have traffic and you have an audience, you have many more options to generate an income online. And don't be afraid to try things and get things wrong and have failures. I've experimented with various income streams. Much of the stuff I've tried hasn't really worked, but a few things, Amazon, YouTube, and a couple of affiliate schemes have worked. If I'd never experimented and failed with the online course in the first place, I would have never started blogging and I would never have discovered about earning an income through Amazon. And the irony is that the original online course actually wasn't an out-and-out failure. I just got the timing wrong. I should have built my audience first. But now I have a good audience size, doing a new online course makes much more sense. So at the moment, I'm actually working on a new course which will hopefully be much more successful as I have a bigger audience to promote to. But the main tip I want to give is very simple, and it's this. Persevere. Be persistent. Just keep going. I see many people put a lot of effort in early on with blogging, and then they give up as they don't get the traffic or earnings they were hoping for. But it is tough to begin with, and it does take time to get decent traffic and earnings. You just have to keep going and going and going. It's a bit like playing table tennis. It's not easy to begin with. And the best players aren't blessed with mysterious natural talent. They're the players who just keep turning up, keep practicing, keep trying to improve. This is how they get good at table tennis. Same with blogging. If you put the effort in over a sustained period of time, you'll have much more chance of achieving success. And a final thought from me. My audience size and my online income is tiny compared to other bloggers. But that's not really the point. I wanted to quit my job and work for myself as a table tennis coach, a blogger, a YouTuber, and setting up my blog and writing a new post each week has helped me to do this. And if I can do it in a niche like table tennis, then I guess you can do it in any niche you want to. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you to Darren for sharing all your brilliant tips on the Pro Blogger website.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
Thanks so much to Tom Lodziak for sharing his story today. You can check out his blog at tabletenniscoach.me.uk. His blog is Table Tennis Coaching. I love this story. As I said at the top of the show, it really tracks a very similar story to many bloggers who do start out with nothing. I mean, we all start out with no audience, really. Some of us do have the advantage of starting with a bit of a profile in an industry, but I was just like Tom when I started out. No one knew my blog, apart from my friends and family who I shot an email out to. That turned out not to really help that much. Not many of them ended up reading in the long term. So we all start out in that place and we all kind of feel our way through it. I love that line in his story. At times I felt like I was blogging to no one. That's certainly something I relate to pretty much every time I've started a blog. Even when I have started with a little bit of profile, it does feel like that. Sometimes you reach these plateaus, no one's commenting, no one's emailing you. You don't really know if anyone's reading at all. I love the tips that Tom shared. Number one tip there, focus on great content. Really, that is what it is all about. It seems, I haven't actually dug too much deeper, but it seems a couple of times he mentioned he was just writing one article a week. And I think that's just brilliant. You write enough that you can sustain it. As long as it's useful content, that can be enough. Going full time later on, you may want to increase that a little bit, but one a week is great because people get to know your rhythm. I love that he focused on 90% of his posts were about just writing content that was going to serve his audience, and about 10% of them were income generating posts. But he still mentioned that even those posts were about serving the audience. And I think that's a really great mix. I do see some bloggers, particularly with the affiliate marketing side of things, who every post seems to be just about trying to get people to their links. And whilst I understand why you might do that, it comes across as a bit of a sell every single time. And so to sprinkle your content from time to time with those type of affiliate links, I think is a wise move as well. Tom talked about experimenting with content and income streams. Some of the income streams won't work at all ever for you, but some will work later on. You may be too soon. And one thing I would advise, if you are thinking of starting with creating a product of your own, it's okay to have a product ready to go when you launch your blog. I think that's actually smart in some levels. So as your traffic grows, you've got something to sell, but make sure that first product isn't something that you overinvest in. And that's the sense I got from Tom's, is that it took a lot of time and energy and effort to get that course together. And maybe he could have come up with a different type of product in those early days, maybe a short ebook. I'm really grateful that my first product of my own was a very simple ebook. It was a repurposed content from my blog. And so it didn't really take so much work to get it together. It did take me a while to get it together because I was busy. And it was also content that my readers were familiar with. And so it was a more natural product for them as well. And of course, I did have some readers by the time I had it developed. So start with something smaller, test the waters with those smaller type of products, and then later on you can invest more once you've got the proof of concept and an audience, of course, as well. The other beauty of waiting till later to build those bigger courses is that you can base the content in the course upon the questions your audience ask. And so having that audience certainly can help you to develop a product that is actually going to serve them better. You're not guessing quite so much in the early days. The other thing I'd advise, of course, if you are creating a product, is affiliate marketing can be a great way to test what people are interested in as well. Now, in a niche like table tennis coaching, I'm not sure how many ebooks or courses there would be out there, but if there are courses out there, you might be able to test whether people are interested in that format of product, but also the topic as well. I love his last tip there about persisting as well, and the idea that it takes practice. Great analogy from table tennis. As someone who plays table tennis from time to time, my brother actually runs a charity that's all about table tennis. He raises money, people doing a ping pong-a-thon, which I'm actually incidentally doing. I wasn't going to promote it here, but if you want to sponsor me for that, check out the show notes. There's a way to sponsor me for my ping pong-a-thon to raise some money for people caught up in slavery, in some horrible situations. If you want to check that out, I'll include a link in the show notes today. But as someone who does play table tennis from time to time, once a year, I know that I'm not as good as I could be because I just don't practice. I only play that once a year, and as a result, I don't improve. And so the same is certainly true with blogging. The more you do it, the better you get, not only in your writing, but also in how you connect with your audience. That takes time. It takes time to understand who is reading your blog as well. It takes practice to respond to comments, to engage in a deeper way. It takes time to learn all the different skills, whether it be social media, creating graphics, designing your blog. All of these things take time. And so I do encourage you to put aside regular time to do that, as Tom does as well. I encourage you to head over to Tom's blog if you are interested in that topic, tabletenniscoach.me.uk. There'll be a link in today's show notes as well. Check him out, support him, leave a comment on the show notes as well to let him know what you think as well. Check out Success Incubator. As I said at the top of the show, there's that 25% off discount. And if you want to support me in my ping pong-a-thon endeavors coming up, check out the show notes as well. I'm trying to raise a couple of $1,000 to go to an amazing cause, and you can check out more of that later on as well. Thanks for listening. listening today, and I'll chat with you next week with another blogger breakthrough story.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.